thank you for your faithfulness. Father, we worship you and honor you. And you're welcome in this place. That there's just a flow in this place. There's a flow of healing. There's a flow of wisdom and revelation. There's a flow of direction and instruction. That it's time to step up and it's time to step out. It's time to step over and it's time to possess. So as we get into the Word tonight, there's going to be a flow, and there is a flow of healing that will begin to take place. And so as you're listening to the Word, I want you to expect whatever symptom, whatever ailment you have in your body, I want you to begin to expect to receive throughout the service tonight. Would you do that for me? Father, we commit this Word to you. I declare that our eyes see, our ears hear, our heart is receptive, that Holy Spirit, you are the teacher of truth of this church. And we come with an expectation that our eyes are upon you, our heart is after you, and we thank you in advance for revelation and insight, direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Can we give the Lord praise? Thank you, Lord. And before you're seated, turn around and tell somebody you're glad that they're here. Glad to see you. Glad you're here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, if I haven't got to meet you yet, my name's Trey. We do come to church here. I always laugh because Dr. Savelle says he's the worst attending member, but I'm giving him a run for his money. And Pastor Annette, I asked him if we got a first-time guest basket or anything when we came earlier tonight. My wife, Heather, would you stand up? Come on, stand up. Don't just do the hand deal. Come on, would y'all give my bride a hand clap? If we haven't got to meet yet, we'd love to shake your hand, hug your neck. You are our family. We do stay connected with the teachings and what God's saying and doing through this house as we travel. We travel all over, just ministering to all different churches and types of people and groups of people. I do a lot of leadership development in the corporate world as well, and we just want to add value to people. Yeah. Amen. We want to expand the kingdom. I do still compete professionally. It has to work just right for me to compete anymore with everything we got going, but it is still a great tool to reach people. I guess the past 10 days or so, we've been in Arizona and then Colorado and New Mexico, and then I was here a day and taped for TV. If you haven't got a chance to watch our TV show, we're on Direct and Dish, a lot of the networks, Cowboy Channel, RFD, every Sunday morning. Of course, don't miss this church, but you can record it and get a double dose later. Maybe you need a little pick-me-up throughout the week. And, of course, we have all different social medias that you can follow with podcasts. We write daily devotionals. Like I said, we have a leadership development if you're interested in that type of stuff, just people growing. I do a teaching Wednesday mornings for that. YouTube channel. We have just several different things. It's really up to you. If you want to grow, we got plenty of things going. But, you know, tonight as I was praying over the service, and Pastor Justin, thank you. Thank you for letting us be a part, and we consider it a high privilege to get to sit in this platform and to be a part of what God's doing here. And so know that as we travel the world, you're with us. You're a part of what we're doing. Every person saved, healed, and delivered, you're a part of it. And we love you and we appreciate you. being partners with our ministry as well. But let's set our expectation on what God's saying to us tonight. The one thing I enjoy about coming here is I know that you're not here to play church. And it's very refreshing as a minister to come to places where people are trained to be hungry for the things of God. There's a shift taking place, and I know that you know this, in the prophetic and the apostolic, signs, wonders, miracles. We haven't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come. Continue to stay ready to write prophetically, and expect the healing anointing to be upon your writing as you worship. And you enter into that psalmist ministry. There's more in you than what you've walked in up to this point. There's a psalmist ministry in you, and there's a strong healing flow that's going to come out of you, and that does come out of you and the whole team. And so as a team, I want to encourage y'all to take a hold of that. That as you play, the healing anointing of God is going to minister to us, the people of God, as we worship. Amen? And so we know what the Lord... I'm trying to talk and listen at the same time because I've got all kinds of stuff going. Y'all are used to that. I know that. That it is a time of progression, advancement, promotion, our highest expectations fulfilled. The Lord told me before I'd heard, a week before Dr. Savelle released that word, he says, what's coming, I want you to immerse yourself in what I'm saying, and life will emerge, favor will emerge, strength will emerge, victory will emerge, answers will emerge. No matter what you're dealing with, there's an emerging that's taking place as we immerse ourselves in what God is saying to this house. Now, I don't know if you have looked at all the definitions and of progression, advancement, promotion, but just a few of them. Progression, the act of progressing, of course, forward or onward movement. Advancement, breakthrough, advance, betterment, boost, development, furtherance, growth, headway, improvement, promotion. Definitions of advancement, the act or process of moving forward. Say it, moving forward. Promotion in rank or standing, growth, improvement, upgrading, progress, betterment, elevation, gain, headway, preference, rise, march, progression. You're going to have to go back and get the teachings to get those definitions there. Promotion, advancement in rank or position, furtherance or encouragement, advancement, betterment, boost, breakthrough, build up, elevation, encouragement, exaltation, furtherance, honor, go ahead, improvement. So you hear the heart of God, what he wants for you and I. Amen. That he wants this for us. Yeah. I want you to say this with me. I am progressing. I am advancing. I experience promotion. I have my highest expectations fulfilled. This isn't in my notes, but would you pull up Micah chapter 2, verse 13? In the Amplified Classic, please, Micah 2:13 in the Amplified. Because as we are sitting there worshiping, God is uncovering some things that are on the inside of us. Because in order for us to progress, in order for us to advance, what are the things that God has equipped us with as his children? But listen to this, the breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through. Say it, breakthrough. Breakthrough. Pass in through the gate and go out through it, and their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. I want to read that again. The breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. The word breaker in the Hebrew language is the Hebrew word shar, which means doors. The breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through and pass in through the gate and go out through it. And their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. There is a new season. There are new opportunities. There are new breakthroughs. There are new territories that you and I are designed by God to possess. And he has assigned, what we're going to talk about tonight, is the destiny angels that are assigned to you and I to help us take the territory that we're called to. Destiny angels that are assigned to you and I to help us go into the territories and possess the land that God has called us to. The breaker has gone before us. New territories, new doors, new opportunities, and we have angels assigned to help us. So let's get into it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. He says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvations? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvations? How do we keep our angels on assignment? We know they are designed by God to help you and I become everything we're called and created to be. And the way we keep our angels on assignment is by the words that come out of our mouth. Psalms 103, verse 20 through 22. He says, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his commandments, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. So when you look at verse 20, bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength. The word excel comes from a Hebrew word. Now stay with me here. Let's go somewhere. This word excel, it paints a picture of these being valiant warriors, warriors, champions. It paints the picture. I was in El Paso a few weeks ago, and when I landed there, there was border patrol everywhere protecting the borders. When you look at this word in the Hebrew, this is the picture that it paints. That these angels that are on assignment for your life, they're not some fat baby floating on clouds eating grapes. They are valiant warriors, champions, and it paints the picture that they are like border patrol agents assigned to protect the border that you were called to. That's why it's so important for you and I to know the territory we're called to. When he says the breaker has gone before us, he's already gone and prepared the places you're supposed to go, the people you're supposed to reach, the things that you're supposed to do, all for the glory of God. Yeah. And this word strength there, it means that they show up to produce what is coming out of your mouth. That word strength there is a word that paints a picture of force. That when you and I speak God's word over the territory, over our town, over the region, over our sphere of influence, these valiant champion warriors are on assignment declaring, this is the king's territory, this is the kingdom's territory, and I am here to produce what is coming out of the king's kid's mouth. We are his representatives upon the earth. And we have angels assigned to help us. The word commandment means business, cause, matter, or purpose. They do his commandment. They do his word, kingdom business. The word pleasure means will or inclination. The king wants his assignment done. There are people waiting on you to develop what God has placed on the inside of you. There are people waiting on the body of Christ to rise up. The body of Christ has been trained. And I can say this going to all the different churches and stuff we go to, they've trained to have a mentality of defeat, but that is changing. Yeah. That is shifting. We are created to win. Making winners in life is the anointing that is upon our life. Yes. There's a prevailing anointing that has been released over the past few weeks into the body of Christ like never before. The word prevail means that there's a greater force with us than there is with him. Our God is smarter. Our God is greater. Our angels are bigger and more powerful, and we have more with us than they do with them. How do we keep our angels on assignment? Everybody do this with your finger. Do your finger like this. Now do it right here. How do we keep our angels on assignment? Now look to your neighbor and point at their mouth. How do you keep your angels on assignment? All right, get your finger out of their mouth. I mean, if you need to do that. How do we keep our angels on assignment? we don't tell them whatever we just come up with. They only are designed to fulfill the word of God that is coming out of our mouth.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Matthew chapter 12. Verse 36 and 37 in the New King James, it says, "But I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. I say to you that every idle word, the word idle in the Greek language means unproductive, useless, barren. Idle words cause idle angels. Idle words, say it, idle words, mean idle angels. You are created in the image and likeness of God. In the same way that God created the earth with his words, we have the same power and ability and assignment and responsibility to speak God's word over the territory we're called to. And when we do, remember the picture of the Border Patrol agents that are assigned to say to the enemy, this is God's territory. Even though they're designed to do that, they can't do that until you and I give them the assignment to do that. So when we say we know we're called into this certain area, that we are progressing, angels go to bring progression, betterment, improvement, headway, breakthrough. When we say we are advancing in that territory, we're gifted, we're wired, we're designed, we're graced, we are created to go to that territory, angels begin to move. That's why we say we are walking in promotion. Take ownership of what God has said to us. Take ownership. Say it, ownership. Do you remember in science class, whenever they would go, I don't know if I should say this with cameras going, but I'm going to say it anyway. We had a duck pond in high school, and in this duck pond, you know, that we'd get water out of it and everything, and we'd stick it underneath the microscopes, and you'd stick this dirty duck water underneath the deal, you know, and all these organisms are doing this, you know. It's like a different world under there. I was going to tell a story, but I decided not to tell it. But there's a completely different world that we see. Did anybody ever do that? Or was we the only ones? Or you get it out of a puddle, or you get it out of just the dirty water, and there's a total different world, but you got to have the right equipment in order to see what's going on in the other world. You and I have the right equipment to see what is going on in the other world. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. We have angels. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. "When the servant of the man of God rose early and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was around the city. And Elisha's servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do? What shall we do? What shall we do when our country is going through what it's going through? What shall we do concerning this business situation? What shall we do concerning the relationships? What shall we do?'" Have you ever had that question before? "What shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for those with us are more than those with them." And Elisha prayed, "Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. "There are more with us than there are with them." Say it, "There's more with me than there are with them." And I'm asking that God opens our eyes, that we begin to see the angelic assistance, that we have the angels by God assigned to us to help us do what we're called and created to do. Remember in Matthew 26, verse 52 and 53, when Jesus was going to the cross and Peter reaches up and he cuts the guy's ear off and Jesus puts his ear back on his head. And Jesus said to him, "Put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?" Yeah. 12 legions of angels. I want us to picture what he's saying. One legion was at least 6,000 Roman soldiers. In Isaiah 37, verse 36, it says, one angel took out 185,000 men in one night. So one legion of angels, just one legion, not 12, one legion of angels would be 1,110,000 men they would take out. You multiply that times 12 legions, or 72,000 angels. That's 13,320,000,000 men that the angels would have the power to take out. And Jesus says, all I've got to do is ask my Father, and that's the power that's with me. That's almost twice as many people as there are on the planet right now. There's more with us than there are with them. See, we haven't tapped in to really what God has for you and I, but things are shifting. We have angels assigned to help us do what we're called and created to do. There are more with me than there are with them. Say it, there's more with me than there are with them. Exodus 23, verse 20 through 23 in the New King James. It says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Angels, say it, angels. Angels. He says, I have sent my angels before you to the place that I have prepared. The word prepared in the Hebrew language means a dynasty. The word prepare means the place that he already has fixed for you. The word prepare means that it's already set up for you. But in the territory you're called to, just like them, there will be demonic activity on top of your property and your places and the people you're called and created, your business, your clients, whatever it is. Just like they had devils to overcome, you will have devils to overcome. But he says, I've already sent my angels. This is God Almighty talking to you. Before you, and I will cut them off. I will go before you. The breaker, the word breaker, go back to Micah 2 verses 13. You don't have to pull it back up. But when you look at it and it talks about the breaker, it's an assignment. It breaks up the obstacles and the hindrances. And he says, I'm going before you into this new territory and I have assigned angels for you. But how do we keep our angels on assignment? Do this. Come on, right here, right here. How do we keep our angels on assignment where they can go and break up the obstacles, where they can go and break the hindrances, where they are doing their jobs, where they are excelling in strength, where the valiant warriors and champions rise up fighting for you and I? Do this. Come on, right here. How do we stop them? So what is God wanting us to know? And what is God wanting us to do? He's wanting us to realize there's more with us than there are with them. Amen. That our King Jesus is greater. Yes. Our Father is greater. Than anything that we're facing. Regardless what goes on in the future of this year and then in the future, there's more with us than there are with them. And we're going to see more angelic assistance than we've ever seen before in the history of the church. There's a shift taking place. And just like Jesus, so before, like Peter, we pull out our sword and we go to swinging our little sword. Remember what the master is saying. Put your sword up, because you don't need your little sword, that if you'll call on them, I've assigned more with you than there are with them. He has sent angels before us to prepare the way. There is a place prepared. We have destiny angels. Job 22, verse 28. Say it, destiny angels. Destiny angels. Job 22:28, you know this, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your way. You shall also decide. It is a decision whether we're going to believe God's word or not. It is a decision of whether we're going to do God's word or not. It is a decision whether we're going to tap in and realize that God has assigned angels to me. And how do I put these valiant warriors on assignment? Come on, come on. Right here, he says, but you've got to decide. And once you decide that I'm going to take ownership of progression, and once we decide that we're going to take ownership of advancement, and once we decide, think of decision, incision is the outside cutting us in. I've got incisions on my feet from all surgeries and all that type of stuff. Incision, decision comes from the inside out. When you decide, if anybody's going to walk in progression, it's going to be me. If anybody's going to walk in advancement, it's going to be me. If anybody's going to walk in victory, who's it going to be?
Me.
But how do we keep our angels on assignment? Come on. Decide, regardless of what it looks like in the natural, this is what's happening in my life. I progress. Regardless of the demonic activity in the business world that's over your territory, no. My angels are going, and there's more with me than there are with them. Decide and decree, and it will be established. The word established, it's Q-U-W-M. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Sometimes I feel like I'm slobbering on myself. Trying to speak Hebrew. You'll understand this. I was studying, I was praying, I was trying to pronounce these words, and I was laughing at myself. I'm like, man, that looks like that hurts. I mean, I'm just a picture. And I think, okay, instead of Hebrew, I'm going to speak Tex-Brew. Yeah, so anyway, I enjoyed it anyway, Vic, Tex-Brew. The word established, we decide and we decree a thing and it shall be established. Established means to make good, to perform, to succeed, to raise up, to come to pass. It's a construction word, to build or construct. We decide and we decree a thing. The word thing in the Hebrew means a promise or a word. God has given us the promise and the word of progression, advancement, promotion, our highest expectation fulfilled, but we've got to make a decision. That when we say what God is telling us to say, he's saying this word way means that it's an intersection that begins to take place. That as we say it, our angels are constructing, our angels are building, our angels are bringing it to pass. They are orchestrating our footsteps and connecting us with the right people at the right place at the right time. But we've got to decide we are not the defeated body of believers. We are not the body of crisis. We are the body of Christ, and we're going to open our mouth and we're going to give our angels assignment. And our angels are not some fat, weak babies eating grapes. They are warriors. They are valiant. They are champion, and they're going before us, and they're breaking up the obstacles, and they're breaking up the hindrances, and they're going before us. And whatever change, what? Last week I was working out, and I had this open eye vision. And I saw these words coming down from heaven, and there was like a mist and like a fog, like a slow rain, and words were coming up. And instantly I knew it was, the Lord said, there's a prevailing anointing being released in my word. And those words were his words coming down, and he was uprooting words that have kept you and your family in bondages for generations. There's a prevailing anointing taking place in the body of Christ. We are created to prevail. The word prevail means that there's a stronger force with us than there are with them. It means success. It means victory. There's a prevailing anointing in our life. But we've got to decide, this is God speaking this to me. And when I decree it, he says the favor of God. You think of favor, preferential treatment, special advantages. We understand favor here. One of the meanings is divine assistance. That's what angels are created to do, is to give us divine assistance. And when we decide and decree, the favor of God just wraps the word, and he says, and God's favor shines upon your way. When an angel shows up, things are shining. There's more angelic assistance taking place than we've seen in the past. But how do we keep them working, church? Right here. Acts 17, verse 26 through 27. Let's settle it. We're born for such a time as this. You're not too early. You're not too late. You are wired. You're designed. You're created for such a time as this. Acts 17, verse 26 and 27. And he made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements and lands and abodes, so that they should seek God and hope that they might feel after him and find him, although he is not far from each one of us. Notice that having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitations, their settlements, their lands and abodes. In other words, God knows. And God created you and I for such a time as this. And he wired you and gifted you and graced you and put things in you. And he knew every person you were created by him to reach. We are born for such a time as this. But it's time for us to take ownership of our calling, take ownership of our assignment. When I say take ownership, this is what God has put me here for. And I'm going to go everywhere I'm created to go. I'm going to do everything I'm created to do, all for the glory of God. He says, I've settled that you're born for such a time as this. And it's time for us to quit questioning. And it's time for us to, well, I think I was early. Or I think I, no, God knew what he was doing. And you're born for such a time as this. You think about it. We have the Spirit of God revealing the heart of the Father. We have fivefold offices of ministry set in place by Jesus himself. We have every joint supplied in the body of Christ. We need each other to be who we're called and created to be. We are born right here, right now, for this season to walk in the power of God like we have never seen before. There's a shift taking place in the kingdom of God. There's a shift taking place in the body of Christ. And dreams and visions and callings are rising up on the inside of us. And things that have been stuffed in you for years are coming uncorked and they're coming uncovered, all for the glory of God. So begin to expect more angelic assistance, but we have to give them their assignment. Come on, how do we keep them working? Okay, Jeremiah 1:5. This is God speaking to you and I. He says, I want you to listen with your spirit. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you to be whatever he has called and created you to be. This is God Almighty saying, I knew you. So we've settled it. You were born right here, right now, with your gifts, your callings, your relationships. There are people in your life that need what you have. And he says, and I knew you. And I approved you, and I consecrated you, and I set you apart. And thank God has chosen you as his instrument. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I want to read it again. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. He saved us according to his own purpose. Now listen, this word purpose in the Greek language is the word prothesis. Pro means beforehand. Thesis means composition. It means essay. So this is what happened. Before you and I were born, the Godhead got together and they let the angels in. The author of our purpose let the angels that were going to be assigned to you and I. Every one of us have at least two angels assigned to us whenever we show up on this planet. And he let them in on the thesis he wrote for your life. He let them in on the paper he wrote for your life. He let them in on, this is why they need to show up right here, right now. This is why I put that gift in them. This is why they have that vision. This is why they're wired the way they're wired. And he let them in on your essay, your thesis, the statement he has for your life. And no devil in hell can wad it up and throw it back. It's in you and it's on you. He said, it's according to his purpose that was in you before time began.
Come on.
Psalms 139, verse 16. He says, your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book, the composition, the essay, the thesis, all the days of my life were written before they ever took shape, when as yet there was none of them. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. So when he wrote your composition, he wrote your thesis statement, there's not one page that says, okay, at age 38, I'm going to put cancer on you to teach you something. It's not in your thesis. He says, the plans that I have and what I have written in your book, they're only good. Only good. Now the devil, he has some plans to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's plan, his thesis, his composition, only good. Amen. Only good. Amen. Only victory. Right. Only prevailing.
Come on.
Only success. Yes. Only progression. Only advancement. Only promotion. That's in your thesis. Matthew 18, verse 10. Beware, this is Jesus talking, that you do not despise or feel scornful toward or think little of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven their angels, Jesus said plural, angels at least two, always are in the presence of and look upon the face of my Father who is in heaven. Angels. And we don't outgrow our angels. We don't get to a certain age, because sometimes we get to thinking because we're older, we've outgrown our angels. There's no angel graveyard. Now, when you think about this, the same angels that were with David are still here on this planet. The angels that were with the children of Israel that split the Red Sea, they're still here. And they're assigned to you and I. They're created by God to help you and I. But how do we give them an assignment? Remember, Jesus said, all I've got to do is ask my Father, and 13 billion angels show up to help me. Pete, you might want to put your sword up. There's more with us than there are with them. We haven't tapped into yet all the assistance that they're just waiting. They've been designed, and I just sense in my spirit, it's like they have been waiting, and they have been waiting for this teaching. They've been waiting for this time. They've been waiting for you and I to give them their assignment, because they have been created for such a time as this. They have been assigned by you. Can you just picture the excitement? They're there with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Father says, come here, come here, come here. I want you to listen in on what I'm writing about this person, why I gifted them, why I wired them. Now you're assigned to them, and you're going to have to help them accomplish what they're created to do. But I'm sending them for this time. There's more with us than there are with them. There's more with us than there are with them. Luke chapter 1, destiny angels. They know what we're created to do, but we've got to give them assignment. Luke chapter 1, verse 11 through 13. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias saw him, and he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. We have destiny angels. See, the angel knew about his destiny, even when he didn't. The angel knew about Elizabeth's destiny, even when she didn't. Angels knew that they were going to have a baby named John who was going to be like Elijah, who was going to be the forerunner of Jesus, even when they didn't. There's things still in you and I that we don't even know about that are in us that are coming out, and angels are given to us, assigned to us to assist it come to pass. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 30. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." The angel knew her destiny. The angel knew that she was chosen by God even when she didn't know she was chosen by God. There are angels assigned to you and I to connect us with the right people at the right place at the right time to reveal really what God has placed on the inside of you and I. And if we keep going after God with all of our heart, you've got to know that you know that you know your angels are helping you progress. Your angels are helping you see advancement. They are helping us walk in. You have angels assigned to you, but how do we keep them working? Come on, come on, come on. Judges chapter 6, we have destiny angels. Angels assigned to help us uncover, to help us discover what we've been put on this earth to do. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. The angel of the Lord came and said, notice that the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this midst of yours, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh. I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." We have destiny angels assigned. See, Gideon saw himself as weak. When you look at this word, the least, you look at this word, the least in the Hebrew language, it means thin, it means lack, it means weak, it means like a noodle. And this is the way Gideon saw himself, but the destiny angel showed up and he began to uncover. He says, "You see yourself as little and weak and least, but I see you as a mighty man of valor, and God has sent me to uncover to you. I was there when God wrote his thesis about you. I was there when he put that gift in you. I was there when he wired you the way that you're wired, and you're not weak and you're not little and you're not nothing. You are valuable. You are a warrior. Mighty man of valor means riches. It means source. It means people. It means wealth." He says, "I need you to see yourself the way the Father sees you. I was there before you ever showed up, and I know what's in you, baby, and it's time to go up." Amen. You have destiny angels assigned to you, but we've got to give them an assignment. That's right. We've got to open our mouth. We've got to decide and decree, and it will be established. I can't decide for you, and you can't decide for me. Amen. You can only go so far on pastor's faith.
That's right. Come on.
We have to make a decision. We get to make a decision. And when we start seeing ourselves the way that God sees us, Gideon went on. They had been impoverished for 7 years. The enemy had been kicking it out of them for over 7 years. But when he began to realize this is the way that God sees me, Gideon and his men, they went and they totally not only stopped what the enemy was doing, they recovered all the harvest that had been lost. We have destiny angels assigned to help us. Acts 17. Acts 27, verse 23 through 25, not 17, Acts 27. This is when Paul was on the boat. He told them, okay, we don't need to be going out to sea. And they, you know, they got together and they talked about it and they thought that was the best thing to do. The ship's falling apart. Verse 23, and now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among them, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night, listen to this, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. I believe God it will be just as it was told me. The word must, Paul, the angel shows up and he says, you must. In other words, because of your relationship, because of your assignment, because you, let's just put it all together here, because you've understood that you're here for such a time as this, and you've understood the angels are there when God was writing the thesis, and you've understood and you've taken ownership and you're doing what you're created to do, you're going where you're supposed to go, you must. This is an obligation word. In other words, no devil in hell can stop you from being who you're called and created to be, and the angel has showed up to help me get there. You must be who you're called to be. You must develop that gift. You must start that business. You must write that book. You must keep praying. You must keep worshiping. You must. The angels of God are showing up to help you and I be everything we're called and created to be. We must. 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 What has God shown you? What's that territory look like? What does that region look like? What does that assignment look like? Begin to speak over your clients. Begin to speak over your workplace. Begin to speak over. You have angels that are just waiting on your words. But idle words mean idle angels. No speaky, no giddy. That's about the extent of my Spanish speaking right there. What does it look like physically? What does it look like financially? What does it look like relationally? What is God wanting us to know tonight? That there's more with us than there are with them. And that every one of you have at least two angels assigned to you. And as you're faithful and as you're obedient and depending on what you're called and created to do, there are more angels assigned to you to help you accomplish what you've been put on this earth to do. You might not ever see an angel in your life, but because the word says so, it is so.
Yes, it is. That's
it. And it is a choice to believe God's word. Even when I don't feel, there's angels around, I don't feel that. It is a choice to believe God's word. I remember I was at the ministers' conference one year and I was just worshiping everything and I look up and there were angels all around the inside of the building. And I was like, Lord, what is that? He says, they are waiting for them to give them an assignment. When I was going to Colorado to start a church, and in each different season and during worship and stuff like that, the Lord has allowed me to see certain of the certain angels that are assigned to help me do what I'm called and created to do. I could sit up here for hours and tell you the times that I know angels have spared our life and all the traveling and stuff we do. But what comes out when the pressure is on is not bleep, 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 bleep. It is angels, you do your job. I plead the blood. Because angels can only work when we give them an assignment. And if you'll stay on the job, they will stay on the job.
Come on, man.
We have angels assigned to help us fulfill our destiny. And I'm asking the Lord, even while we're sleeping, whatever it is, that He's uncovering things that we don't even know about, just like Zechariah, just like Elizabeth, just like Mary, just like Joe, just like Gideon, just like Paul. There's more in us than what we're walking in, and angels are a sign. Picture, they were there when you were created. And they are assigned to help us. There's more with us than there are with them. There's more with us than there are with them. There was an individual that you came in here, and there was pain that just ran right up your groin. And maybe you're watching online then, but if you'll notice, the pain's gone. There was another individual that you came in and you had pain that was just running right down your chin, just like right here on one of the sides. If you'll notice, it's gone. There's another, and I just kept hearing the word polyps, 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 that you've been having issues, polyps, and the anointing of God is saturating polyps. I don't know exactly where that's located or what that exactly means, but I know the anointing of God is dissipating the things right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is, that whenever you can, whatever symptom, whatever pain that was in your body and you check and that pain's gone, if the pain's gone, I want you to give me a thumbs up. Whoever that is, you came in, there was pain, and now the pain's gone. Move it right there, right here, right there. Come on, come on. There's more of you. I know that there is. The pain's gone. There, okay. Keep receiving. Take it. Take it. Take it. Did you get something out of the Word tonight? Can we give God praise, Pastor? We love you guys so much. We are so thankful that we're a part of your family. You're a part of our family. And we're going to keep doing everything we know to do to expand the kingdom. Amen. Can we give Him praise one more time?
So it sounds like we got some homework to do tonight, right? Or, you know, the rest of the week, right? We have some words that we need to release to put our angels on assignment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Just repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have given us ministering spirits called angels. And right now, we release these angels to surround about our children right now, wherever they are. Protect them, keep them, minister to them, reveal yourself to them. Reveal the word of God to them. Divine encounters that lead them in paths of righteousness for their name's sake. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Do you have anything else, Trey? You good?
Here you go. I keep hearing the angels like a pitter patter. Go ahead and let's stand to our feet. Like they're moving back and forth. And it's not like a light just pitter patter like a little mouse or something. Like it's a thunder, like it's a rumble, like there's weight to it, and they're waiting on your words. And I want us to take a moment. The words, the area that you know you're called to, just like we prayed over our families and stuff just now, the angels are waiting for your words.
And I want you just to close your eyes, and I want you to picture that territory, and I want you to picture the border patrol agents, so to say, that are there to produce the word coming out of your mouth, financially, physically, your clients, the new businesses, the new territories. Father, I'm asking you, just like Elisha prayed, I'm asking you to open their eyes, that we see more. There's more with us than there are with them. Just go ahead, right under your breath there, just speak it out loud. Speak over that area. Speak over your physical body. There's healing angels that are assigned to some of you. Just like in John chapter 5, when Jesus walked up to the pool of Bethesda, an angel would show up at a certain time and would stir the waters. There's healing angels in this place right now. There's harvesting angels that are sent by God to harvest your resources. There are angels, harvesting angels. You go to the north, south, east, and west, and you cause the clients to come. You cause the businesses to increase. You cause the wealth to come. In the name of Jesus, there are more with us than there are with them. Destiny angels, I ask you to connect them with the right relationships at the right place at the right time. That things are uncovered, giftings are uncovered, dreams are uncovered, passion is stirred, hunger is stirred for the presence of God, for their purpose and destiny. Angels, reveal the heart of the Father to them. Holy Spirit, you're working with us. You help us see in the unseen. You help us see the essay, the composition, what's been written about our life. And we just thank you in advance that it's coming alive to us. We thank you in advance that we're seeing the writing on our heart. We thank you in advance for the divine connections and relationships. We thank you in advance for the lands and buildings and clients and territories and jets and pilots and resources. We thank you in advance, Father. I call in people to this house from the north, south, east, and west that it's standing room only with hungry, thirsty, passionate people for the heart of God. And I thank you for it, Father. We call the new church paid. We call it built. Father, destiny angels, you go. You already know what this looks like. You already know the parts. You already know the people. You already know every part of it. And we call it done in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray over our pastor right now. And angels, I ask that you help him. Help him lead us. Help him teach us. Help him declare the oracles of God. That help him and Pastor Annette be the light shining in darkness. Warring angel, angel armies, you come on sight and you come into notice and you take your place and you help them. And we thank you for doing that. Hamashi Nikola Maye O Namakali. O Namale Mona Miyini. Haha Nikola Maye Tikine. Oh. There's a new sound throughout your house. There's a new sound over your territory. And it's the sound of victory. It's the sound of prevailing. It's the sound of breakthrough. It's the sound of progression. It's the sound of advancement. It's the sound of promotion. Father, I'm asking you to promote your body. Promote their gifts. Promote their talents. Light. Light be. Light is. And it'll continue to be. And it'll continue to shine. There's individuals right now that when I said be, you've been having ringing in your hearing and it's gone. Like there was you had stopped up in your ear and it's gone. Who is that? Let me know who that is. There? Who else? It's open there. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And no one in this room is without an assignment. You know, we prayed declaring for angels to go minister to our children or our grandchildren. But this is the other thing I heard in my spirit is, will you be willing to follow the unction that comes from ministering spirits that someone else has sent? What do I mean by that? Someone had to bring revelation to Cornelius's house. God responded to the giving and the praise of Cornelius. But what did he do? He sent an angel, encountered Peter, and gave Peter a vision. Peter's like, hey, we don't need that kind of stuff. He goes, this has nothing to do with food. This has everything to do with me responding to someone's declaration. And Peter brought a revelation of salvation and the baptism of the Holy Ghost to a Gentile. Another one just in my spirit reminded me of is would you be willing to be an Ananias? I'm not talking about the one that died. I'm talking about the one that God sent to, that when Paul encountered, he said, there's a man. He said, go to a street called, the angel came to Ananias and said, hey, go to this place, to the street called Straight, and there you'll find this one. And what you speak to him, he will carry out. So my question is, will you allow to be a vessel that an angel can use? See, we want other people to, angels to send people to encounter our children, but would you be one that God can use to encounter someone else's children? You know, Jesus in John chapter 4 said, he said, we must need to go through Samaria. It was a quicker journey to go a different direction, but Jesus says, no, there's a reason we have to go through here. Why? Because I believe an angel was on assignment, and that angel knew the thesis of Jesus and said, you need to go through here because she is going to, and you're gonna change an entire community by witnessing to this one that has become an outcast. But we'll be, see, the Bible says that we entertain angels unaware. So that means you may hear something, be in the store somewhere, and so all of a sudden you have this desire come over you to go pray for someone. Maybe that's an angel whispering in your ear. I'm not saying that don't try to be spooky. Understand, supernatural. It's supernatural, meaning it looks so natural, but yet it's super. Some people are out to spectacular, but what we need to be is supernatural. And sometimes the kingdom of God can be so natural, you're like, is that God or is that me? So some don't look for a light. Don't look to see an angel. Don't look to see all that. God, hey, if you need to see one, God, it'll happen. But the thing is we follow the Spirit of God. Amen. You receive this word tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him a shout of praise. Lord, we honor you for the word. We're thankful for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we put our angels on assignment. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.